Hey everyone, welcome to Gilmore Gals. My name is Karishma and I'm here with my co-hosts and friends, Jaina and Anusha. In today's episode, we'll be reacting to an article from Screen Rant called 10 Times the Show Tackled Deep Issues. But before we get into that, we're just gonna take a quick break for some ads. Hey guys, want to help support Gilmore Gals? You can support this podcast with a small monthly donation to keep and to sustain future episodes by going to anchor.fm/Gilmore-Gals/support. It works pretty similarly to Patreon, and you can pledge to donate as little as $1 a month to help us keep the podcast running. You could go to our link in the episode description. Now let's get back to the show. All right, so we'll link this article in the show notes so that everyone can check it out. But it's basically like a list of different issues that the show had tackled. So what were your guys' reactions when you read through like the issues that they highlighted in the article?
I thought it was a good list, and it was like very real things that they tackled. And it's like pretty rare in these days for a show to tackle some of these like issues, and I like how Gilmore Girls handled everything well for the most part.
Yeah,
I think they were pretty spot on with some of the topics that they mentioned on here. Whether I disagree or agree with the way that they tackled those topics on Gilmore Girls, we can discuss later, obviously, in this podcast. But it was a pretty nice article where they did get a lot of the topics at hand here. So I liked it.
Yeah, I actually didn't realize like how many issues the show actually tackled until I read the article. Like there were some obvious ones like we'll talk about in a second. But some of these, like it never really occurred to me that they actually highlighted until I read through it. So I'm glad that they had included these in the article.
Yeah.
All right, so let's go through each one and just talk about our thoughts. So it looks like for number 10, they talk about teen pregnancy. So the little blurb that they have underneath this says, while Gilmore Girls fans first meet Lorelai, she's a fun, loving, and happy manager of a small town inn. However, she did have the painful memories of her parents not supporting her. It's true that Lorelai came from a wealthy family, but they didn't want her to have a baby without getting married to Christopher. So there were strings attached to their support and involvement. So do you guys feel like the show handled the topic of teen pregnancy well, or do you feel like anything was missing from it?
I would say I would have like mixed feelings with it. The way that they tackled it within the show, it was pretty good. And I think when you watch the show, you should think about it from the show was like in the 2000s, right? So you would assume that Lorelai got pregnant near the 80s or something, or you know what I mean? Cause like, Rory's like 16 or something at this point. So I think at that point in time, yes, people would have reacted the way that they would have. Because there are shows afterwards where it's like, oh, teen pregnancy, and like the mom and the dad and everyone is like somehow fully okay with it. And everything, but the way that the family reacted was like, oh, you're gonna have to get married to Christopher, or else type of thing. And I think the show actually tackles more of like the effects of pregnancy, but I'd like to hear what you guys think before I continue on.
Yeah, I agree. Also touching on what you were saying, Jaina, like also considering that Lorelai's parents are from like a very high class society where, you know, like all the women gossip and, you know, like status is like very important to them. And I think considering that, that's probably why they wanted also Lorelai to marry Christopher. And but the time they were living in, I think in '80s, maybe early '90s, like it's that's just what people like did. It wasn't, you know. So yeah, I agree with you on that, and I think I feel like the show kind of took, even though they there were moments where they tackled it in a good way. I feel like later on when, you know, when Rory is there, I feel like they took it a bit lightly, in my opinion. I don't know what you guys think.
Yeah, I could see where you're coming from with that, because I feel like when they do flashbacks to when Lorelai was first pregnant, like in the article, they have like this screenshot of her and Christopher when they were 16 and they're looking at Rory through the window at the hospital. I feel like during the flashback, like they really showed the reality of their situation. And I agree with what you guys were saying, how we definitely have to take the context into it, like context in terms of what year it was. And also in terms of like Emily and Richard are wealthy. So of course, like they really care about class in that way. So they don't want the neighbors to think like, oh my God, their daughter got pregnant at 16 and they would judge them and all that. So I do think in the flashback, they took it more seriously, but yeah, I get what you're saying. Like in present day, it kind of makes it seem like because Lorelai was so young when she had Rory, then they were able to become best friends more easily. Which I think, you know, of course in some cases that might happen, but yeah, it kind of shows it more like rosy sunglasses type of way.
Yeah, but I also think that they do end up showing some of the effects that happen after like teen pregnancy, some of like the difficulties within family structures, which did happen, where the relationship between Lorelai and her parents pretty much was just shattered at that point after she got pregnant, because she didn't want to abide by their standards anymore. Whether she, you know, got pregnant or not, she wasn't going to, but this was just, it took a toll on the entire family, and that happens with teen pregnancy. So I think they covered that, as well as like an academic pause, especially for females, because you have to remember that Lorelai was actually really bright. She was smarter than Christopher was, actually. And she had the dreams of going to Harvard and, you know, becoming something, and it didn't happen for her. So pretty much like the entire show kind of in the beginning, the first two seasons revolved around the fact that Rory's this smart girl. She's similar to Lorelai, which is why Richard and Emily love her so much, in that she's so bright and smart and has a bright future for her. So it definitely shows some of the effects of pregnancy. In that manner, with the family structure being shattered and an academic pause on the female character.
Yeah, that's a great point. Yeah, because then Lorelai had to kind of work her way up through her job. Like she started off as like a, I believe, a maid at the inn, and then she worked her way up all the way to manager, and then she had to go to business school. So it was kind of pushed until a bit later in life because she had to raise Rory. So yeah, I definitely agree with that.
All right.
Sorry. Go ahead. Go ahead.
Point. One other thing is, remember the time when they had the scare where Rory was out with Dean that one night, and they were like, oh, she's going to get pregnant, just like Lorelai did while she was 16. Around that time, and the time when they're talking about the flashback, I thought it was interesting that they never talked about other options. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Whether it be, oh, you're going to have to go on the pill, or we can adopt, or you can get an abortion or something. Like, the show was just fully focused on the fact that, you know, you have a kid. That I thought that was a little interesting when I started thinking about it again while rewatching. I was like, oh, you know, they never actually went through those other topics or options in the show itself.
You make a fair point. I think the show focused more on like Rory like becoming like Lorelai, or like trying not to become like Lorelai in that sense.
Yeah, they never explored options, whether it be for Lorelai when she was pregnant, or whether it be, you know, Rory if she got pregnant, sort of thing. Right. It was interesting that they just talked about, oh, you're going to get pregnant, you're going to have a child, you're going to have to, you know, raise it and everything. Never really talked about other things that you can do after or not having one.
You have to prevent anything.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a great point. I think too, like, Lorelai's whole perception was clouded by like her own experiences too. So she was like, oh, it's either like you give birth or it's nothing and that's it. And, you know, so yeah. I'm guessing that's probably another thing. And also she was probably in like shock. But yeah, it is quite interesting. Like, there are no other options, it seems like. All right. So then moving into number 9. So the next issue they talk about is losing your virginity. So they talk about in the blurb how that season 3 episode where Paris told Chilton, basically the whole school, that she lost her virginity, and how it's a fan favorite and an example of a time when the show tackled something deep. It's a huge moment in Paris's life, and she was dealing with a lot of emotions surrounding it. And then how the show also touched on Rory losing her virginity when she slept with Dean. But of course, he was married at the time, so that's also another thing. And they pointed out in the article, so some teen dramas feature high school characters who are already involved in intimate relationships without depicting the experience of the first time. So I also agree with that, and the fact that it is unique to other like teen dramas, because I feel like in a lot of teen dramas, they just show like teens who are already sexually active. So I think it's interesting how they do show, you know, the first time, and also how they're not, especially with Paris, they're not really romanticizing it. They're kind of showing how like Paris had to kind of go through that journey, if that makes sense.
Yeah, I completely agree. I feel like a lot of teen dramas and a lot of shows, they kind of like make those type of scenes very like cinematic and like, you know, don't really get into like how like the realness of it. And I like how Gilmore Girls tackled how like nerve-wracking your first time can be and how like the feeling surrounding it. So I think they did a good job with Paris freaking out about it.
Yeah, I definitely agree with both of you guys. The one show that I can think of where they just had a lot of like teen intimacy was like Degrassi. I don't know if you guys watched that or no.
I watched it.
Yeah, and that was just like, you're like, shit, wow, like they're just something so different from what Gilmore Girls is. And in that manner, they were just showing it like, oh, like all flowers and love and like happiness and blah, 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 like as if it was nothing, you know, it's just like a blink of an eye and it happens and then you go on to the next person type of thing. But I liked in Gilmore Girls, they actually did show like the reality of it. And kind of what happens, like, after, you know, like, Paris having this breakdown, even after, like, what happened to Rory, even though she was a little bit older, she wasn't in high school anymore, she was in college, you know, what happened to her, like, after she slept with Dean, and the real emotions that are kind of involved with it, rather than, like, the fakeness that we see in other, like, TV shows or movies, where they just show, like, the happy path, not, like, the, like, realism that really is with all the emotions that surround it.
Yeah, and I feel like especially with Paris's storyline with it, I feel like in society, of course, there's a lot of shame put on girls to begin with, so it's interesting how we can see like her kind of feeling that type of shame and being like, oh man, I clearly didn't get into Harvard because I had sex, and it's just like, no, Paris, like that's not it at all. But of course, because of what society tells us, she is really internalizing that shame. So I think it's interesting how the show you know, showed that to us.
100%.
Yeah. All right, so the next one is family strife. So this one's a huge one, I feel like, in the show. And it says here, it can be difficult to get along with family on Thanksgiving or Christmas, but for Gilmore Girls characters, family was often a big problem any time of the year. So they talk about how from Lorelai feeling emotionally abandoned by her parents to Emily and Richard feeling like she's the one who left them, and the many examples of trauma within this family alone, Rory's best friend Lane also struggled to get along with her strict mother as they differed on what kind of life Lane should be living. I feel like this, out of all of the issues in the article, I feel like this is one of the major ones that we see just throughout the show. So I thought it was interesting. What did you guys think on this?
Yeah, same. It's definitely like a big issue throughout the series. And I like how they tackled it sometimes. Like sometimes they tackle it in a very like hilarious way, like with Lane and her mom a lot of the times. And sometimes they get kind of real. So I think they did a good job with tackling it.
Yeah, I'm going to agree with you guys. The way that they actually went through the family strip was pretty good. I think this is one of the reasons why I kind of enjoy the show a little bit, because you get to see that like aspect of real family life and what really happens within people's families and stuff. You know, they show like Gilmore Girls as this fantasy type town where everything's great. The only problem is maybe like a cart of oranges falling over, and that's like the biggest news in town type of thing, right? So when it gets to like tackling family problems and all that and the emotion that comes with it, it's really real. Like those are some of the moments are so important to see and kind of just learn from too, because you can get some life lessons even from them. So I really enjoy that part, and I agree with what you guys mentioned as well.
Yeah, I agree with what you said. I feel like these storylines too could be relatable to a lot of people, with not only of course with Lorelai and Emily's issues going on, but also with like Lane and her mom. I feel like a lot of people who I know who also watch Gilmore Girls, I feel like they have said that they relate to like at least one of those two, if not both of those storylines. So I think it was really great for the show to highlight it. And I agree with what you said too, Anusha, how I think it was effective for them to highlight not only the really difficult things with them, but also like the more light humorous moments with it. Like Lane's mom saying like, oh, Rory kissed boys in the supermarket. You know. All right. So
then that really comes to mind is like, yeah. Lane, I think Mrs. Kim's like, who kissed you? And Lane's like, the Lord, mama.
Oh my God, yeah. I was trying to remember what was the other quote I was going to say, and that was it. Oh my God. Mrs. Kim is just amazing.
Honestly.
Okay, so then the next issue is fertility treatments. So when fans got to catch up with Paris in the Netflix revival, they learned she ran her own fertility clinic. The topic of using fertility treatments to get pregnant is another deep issue that Gilmore Girls tackled. Paris may have been a polarizing character, but she was always a hard worker who wanted to make something of herself, and her chosen field is something that truly makes a difference. So I find this one interesting because I do remember that Paris ran the fertility clinic, and I remember like Luke and Lorelai going in one of the episodes in the revival. But and maybe this is just because I've only seen the revival through only one time, but I don't really remember them mentioning anything deeper than that with this issue. I don't know if you guys remember any other times where they talked about this topic.
Yeah,
I would agree with you.
Yeah, they only mentioned like Paris is like running the clinic, and then Luke and Lorelai are having issues with it. But other than that, there's really no like issue that was tackled like, you know, like in the way that other topics have that are mentioned here.
Yeah. And I also feel like because this was in the revival, they can't really tackle it to the extent that they could have with the other topics that we just discussed.
It did exactly. feel a lot more rushed, the revival.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess maybe they tried to for like a good 5 minutes and then.
Yeah. So I guess we all agree it's kind of like more surface level.
Yeah.
Okay, then let's move into class differences then, because I feel like this one is a much...
We've talked about it so many times.
I know, this is a much bigger issue. So the caption says how, while Logan grew up in an extremely wealthy family, Rory was raised by a single mom who didn't hand her everything on a silver platter. Sure, Lorelai and Rory had a nice, comfortable house in Stars Hollow, and Lorelai made enough money to put food on the table or order takeout or go to Luke's Diner. But they didn't have the extra money and they didn't go on lavish vacations or have the many opportunities that rich people like Logan had. So I do feel like they did tackle class differences. Of course, we've talked about this a lot. But I will say with the caption that they had mentioned, I do think Rory has more class privilege than what this caption is leading to. I don't know what you guys also think about that.
Yeah, I think we agree with you. Yeah, I feel like the show kind of like keeps saying like how like poor Lorelai and Rory were, but like I don't think they're as poor as the show tries to make us think they are.
Yeah, I mean, if Lorelai had a pretty comfortable life, in my
opinion. Their house is pretty big.
Yeah,
even if it was like a small town, it's pretty big. She was eating out pretty much all night. I didn't see anything in that fridge for months and months. So I don't know what they're talking about, but they lived a pretty good life.
Plus, it's Rory got more and more like closer to her grandparents. You can see how much of a shift like throughout the series she was getting into with, like, you know, asking her grandparents for money and like using, you know, I think she felt a lot more comfortable in the high life, like, well, higher life than she was.
I think it would be a good comparison if we talked about the journey that Rory took versus the journey that Lane took, because I would say Lane would be more of like a middle class, like a true middle class person. Character in that show than Rory or Lorelai, because I feel like they were definitely like upper middle to then Rory becoming like upper high class at certain points during the show. So if you like compare what Lane's journey is, where she pretty much stayed at Stardust Hollow, made money, you know, for herself with the whole band situation, and didn't they like go on like a whole trip with her band to make like enough money to even have that trip going, sort of thing. Like, that to me is like a real struggle that they showed in the show. Whereas everything that Rory had was pretty much given to her on a nice golden plate.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I agree. Like, whenever she needed money to go to Chilton or to go to Yale, like, she had someone to go to ask for that. And that was her own grandparents. So I do feel like Rory is, and we've again talked about this a lot, but Rory's way more privileged and in a higher class than she makes herself out to be. And I always think of that quote when she went to Logan's parents' house for dinner and they were judging her, and she's like,
Gilmore.
Yeah, don't they know I'm a Gilmore? My ancestors came on the Mayflower or something like that.
It's like, okay, chill down.
Yeah. It's like, okay, well.
Yeah. There's definite class differences, but I think the show... To be honest, I feel like they should have showed it a little bit more distinctively, because like we just mentioned, everybody keeps saying after they watch the show that they feel bad for her or Rory, you know, she wasn't as privileged enough. But I feel like they should have depicted that a little bit more than they did. That's just one critique. But yeah, there was definite like class differences for sure.
Definitely.
Yeah, I agree.
Okay, so then the next one is mourning the death of a spouse. They talk about how it's horrible to have to grieve the death of a spouse, and this is something that Emily went through in the Netflix revival. She didn't know how to structure her time and even wore jeans, which surprised and freaked Lorelai out. And while Gilmore Girls often featured Emily and Lorelai in silly situations, as they would verbally spar about every topic under the sun, this was a sad and serious moment that they shared. So yeah, what did you guys think about how the show tackled this issue?
I think they did it pretty well, especially for the revival. I think this is one of the topics from the revival that I actually liked the way that they wrote it. And they did show like the mourning process of, you know, a death of a spouse and what Emily actually had to go through and kind of the change that she made for herself after going through that. They definitely took it to a good level. Especially it being a year in the life, and that was just meh, as we all had mentioned. But this storyline was pretty good, I think.
Yeah, I agree. Especially, I think they're also in a way honoring the actor because the actor passed away. So I think they did a good job.
Yeah,
definitely. Yeah, I think Emily's storyline and A Year in the Life was the only storyline I liked in the revival, because it seemed like she went through some character development too through the grieving process. So like what you had mentioned, Jaina, we saw her grieve and go through that, but then ultimately she was able to like rediscover herself and start kind of like that new life of, you know, telling the DAR to, like, you know, go to hell or whatever she told them. And, you know, she was able to, like, move somewhere else and be happy. So, yeah, I also agree that I feel like the show handled it pretty well in the revival. And then the next one is cheating. So we've talked about this on the show, too. But this is a serious topic that the show handled well. Lorelai, for instance, didn't like that Rory thought that she could still be with Dean, and she kept trying to make it clear to Rory that he was someone's husband. And it was also apparent that Rory felt guilty about liking Jess so much when she was already taken, but she was drawn to him despite those negative feelings. So yeah, how do you guys feel like the show tackled the topic of cheating?
I think the show handled it in a different way than other shows do. Here it was always more of like a weird secretive thing where she, like, Rory kept feeling guilty the whole time, and like the other person might have like never found or kind of found out, but like they didn't do anything about it, and it wasn't this like big dramatic thing. I know like other shows, you know, the boyfriend or the girlfriend like tries to do everything and anything possible to find out like what's going on, and then it's this like big dramatic thing, and then they're like fighting and this and that. Like in Gilmore Girls, like it wasn't handled in that way, which was an interesting take on the cheating thing, and I feel like that's why it was able to elongate so much, especially when it came to the whole Dean, Jess, Rory triangle thing. Because that took like a whole entire season for Rory to then figure out like, okay, I better drop this Dean guy and start going to Jess. And even that was like, it was kind of dramatic, but it wasn't like the type of dramatic that you'd see on like other TV shows type of thing, you know, to like a certain extent where people are outraged and all that. They were outraged, but it was like a weird, oddly smooth transition compared to other shows that I've watched. But yeah, that's just my opinion on it. I liked how they showed it though. It was interesting. And I like the fact that they even had that topic, because some people will kind of steer away from it because of just like the negative feelings that people have from it. But
I will say the show didn't really dramatize it as much as like other shows have done with this topic. I do remember like it was a very small scene, but like Lindsay was like throwing Dean stuff out the window of their apartment. So I think it was just very brief. And I did like how Lorelai kind of reprimanded Rory for it, like she's telling her that this is not okay. And this is one of the few times when Lorelai's parenting kicks in.
Yeah.
Which, thank God for that. Because
Sorry. When you said Lorelai, I would say it's interesting that she said that because she continuously like cheats on partners with Christopher. So it's just like interesting the fact that she's giving this advice to Rory when she's actually doing it on her own. You know, I just thought of that when you mentioned her name.
I think I also remember Rory like calling her out on it, but then Lorelai is like, "Do as I say, not as I do."
Oh my god! Oh man! Like, I do think it's interesting how they tackled it. Like, I think for me, it's for two major reasons. One of which is like, you know, Rory is painted as like this perfect character, and then at the beginning. And then I know the writers were trying to make it so that she's not perceived as perfect. So it's like Rory's probably like the last character that we would expect this from. And also on top of that, like, I feel like she doesn't get any major, like, there's no major repercussions for her. Like when she slept with Dean, like he got the bulk of it, which makes sense because he's married, right? Mm-hmm. So like he got the bulk of the repercussions, but then she was able to move on. With him and Jess, like she was able to be with Jess, like not that much happening. And then in the revival, like when, you know, she's cheating on her boyfriend, Paul, and Logan's cheating on his fiance, like again, there's no consequences for it really. So yeah, I do think it's interesting how they decided to not give Rory that many consequences.
Yeah.
Yeah, which actually, now that you said that, makes me realize, like, the show kind of didn't show the, like, importance of cheating because Rory, like, did this twice, you know? And Lorelai continues
to do it. More than twice. I think she also cheated on Dean with Jess when she kissed him at, like, someone's wedding or something.
Right.
Okay, yeah, so she does it, like, multiple times. So does Lorelai. Like, they make it seem like it's very easy to do and there's no issues doing it and you're still gonna have a wonderful life with the next partner, you know?
And I think
it doesn't show, like, the reality of, like, oh my god, you cheated on someone. Like, feel bad, for god's sakes. They only feel bad for, like, 5 minutes.
That's true. It's true. They make Lorelai and Rory seem to be, like, you know, nothing can go wrong for them.
Yeah.
Exactly. And then for number three, this one is an unreliable parent. So I think, of course, you listeners can probably guess that this is about Christopher. But when Christopher visited Stars Hollow in the first season, viewers saw the cute and charming guy that Lorelai had once loved so much. Rory was thrilled and right away, but Lorelai was worried that he would disappoint her once again. And Christopher came from money yet seemed to have a hard time holding onto a job. And basically how Gilmore Girls dealt with a serious issue of a parent who wasn't there for their child on a regular basis. Yeah, I feel like this is one of the storylines that was there just throughout the whole series in the background. And then we would, at least for me, I would kind of forget about it. And then when Christopher would pop up, it would be a reminder of like, oh yeah, this is still going on, where he's not that present in Rory's life. So yeah, what did you guys think of how the show handled this, issue?
Yeah, I agree. I will say, like, throughout the series, like, Christopher is a pretty forgetful character until he pops up again. It's like, oh, yeah, this guy again. Yeah, I find it really interesting how, like, when we're first introduced to Christopher, Boris was just like running into his arms and as if they already have an established relationship, but like throughout the series we find out that like Christopher is just not there. He only calls once in a while and he visits rarely, if ever. So that really confused me.
Yeah, I definitely agree with both of you guys. He's a forgetful character because when they mention his name, you're like, oh, right, yeah, there is a guy. But other than that, I don't think that they really showed the repercussions of having a unreliable parent because they didn't show like what affects the child, because Rory turned out like fine and perfect, and she didn't have any like psychological issues. The fact that she didn't have a father around her whole life, so it was kind of like this topic. I don't think they really dragged on or really thought of it as like important, in my opinion. It was just like, oh, it's just one parent, and that's it, and it was fine because she grew up perfectly fine. You know what I mean? It doesn't seem like she even ever needed a dad. And even if she had one, I think the relationship that Lorelai really built would have just stayed the same.
Right. It's almost as if, like, because her and Lorelai are besties, like, it didn't affect Rory because she's like, oh, whatever. Like, I'm
Yeah.
very close with my mom, so it doesn't matter. And then going into number two. So number two is the pressure to have sex. So when Rory dated Jess, he wasn't always kind and accepting, and there was always at least one moment where he tried to pressure her to have sex. This happened in season three when the couple was at a party that Lane's band was playing. And the article says how like there's no excuse for this behavior, and it proved that Jess wasn't as mature as Rory. It also exposed some problems in the relationship, even if they otherwise seem to have a lot in common and got along so well. Yeah, I feel like, and I know like we're all like Team Jess too, and I know a lot of other people in the Gilmore Girls fan community are as well, because they do have a lot in common. So I think it's interesting how the article's talking about how there is this major issue with Jess when he was, first dating Rory, that they just were not, that they had this issue and Rory just wasn't ready yet and all of that. But yeah, what did you guys think of how the show dealt with it?
I don't remember the show even dealing with it at all. I think it was it happened, and then like the next day everybody was acting like it was fine. I think maybe Jess and Rory had like a bit of a disagreement. I don't remember.
Yeah, I would agree with that. I don't think they
I think
ever
it should have been
dealt
taken a
with
little more seriously than what it was. Like that was not a good thing that Jess tried to do.
Right. It was like one scene from what I remember. It was like Lane's band was playing and Jess took Rory upstairs and it was like a house party and he tried to like pressure her and she was like, no, I'm not ready. And then he got mad at her. But from my memory, I think that was the only one. The only scene where they talked about it, kind of.
Yeah, and then like Dean and Jess had a whole fist fight.
Yeah, that was, I think that was the same party.
Yeah.
So,
I think we're
yeah.
all in agreement that they really didn't
Yeah.
they should have
show
probably
much
gone more in
after.
depth with this one.
Yeah.
I think they were also, not to say that Jess should have done this, I don't agree, but I think they were trying to make him that like bad guy character, and the only way to do that even more than they already have is to have a scene similar to this to make you
But
think
he
that
was already
he's
kind of like, giving off those bad boy vibes without this particular incident.
Yeah, like
yeah, I
drinking
mean
beer and like doing all that.
Yeah, I don't know. I'm just trying to vouch for these writers here.
We appreciate their efforts in trying. Yeah. Yeah.
But I did like his redemption arc, so I'll forgive him.
Right. Ooh, and the number one is our favorite, of course, breaking the law and community service. So while in a relationship with Logan, Rory stole a boat, and this set her on a tricky path, one that she hadn't planned on. Rory's story allowed Gilmore Girls to talk about what happens when someone breaks the law. Sorry. In Rory's case, she freaked out and stopped going to college for a while, and she was also given community service. While the show didn't handle this quite as well as perhaps it could have, since Rory didn't seem to feel guilty for a long time, it was still interesting to see Rory struggle. I do find that funny, how like Rory didn't really seem to care. She's like, okay, I'll just move into my grandparents' pool house and chill there and be in the DAR and quit college. So yeah, what did you guys think of this one?
You know, I think that they're trying to, like, this is what happens when, you know, Rory, all throughout her life, everybody always said yes to her, that everybody was saying, like, she can do anything. And I think with the way she was raised, she was never taught how to deal with failure. So one little thing goes wrong and she completely freaks out.
Yeah. I mean, I guess to the topic, like, breaking the law and community service, I think they, like, dealt with that topic particularly pretty well. They, like, showed all of the things, like, going to court, like, having to, you know, prove that you're not guilty even though you are, to all the way through, like, community service and, like, kind of the hardships that Rory did face at community service, whether she, you know, is living this, like, lavish life or not. They kind of did show some harsh scenes where she was working with, like, actual criminals, you know, and she kind of had to, like, deal with that and figure her way out of it. So mm-hmm. I think I kind of think they wrote this storyline pretty well in that manner, where they, like, showed all of the important parts of, you know, having broken the law and actually serving time for doing what you did wrong.
Yeah, and I also like how they showed that she couldn't get out of it with the Gilmore money, you know. And
yeah,
so that's, I liked how they dealt.
Yeah, that's true, because I do remember, like, her being in court, and I always say, like, that was her outfit, where she looks like George Washington. And she's just, like, shocked that she had to do community service and had to pick up leaves off the highway. And it's like, yes, Rory, like, your actions have consequences, even though you don't feel guilty. So I think, yeah, I agree with you guys in that case. The show did handle that well. All right. So that was the last one. Yeah, so I feel like overall, how do you guys feel like the show handles serious issues? Because I feel like for some of them, they did a great job and they went pretty in depth, while other ones, it was more like surface level and they just briefly mentioned it. So yeah, what were your thoughts on it overall?
Yeah, I completely agree that some of them, they dealt with it pretty well. And I think in the time the show was made, I think this show, along with, like, maybe a couple other shows, they did a, like, really good job tackling serious issues. And I think that's something that's kind of lost in today's, like, in today's age with new TV shows coming out. I think people just don't venture to those topics anymore. And that's something that's kind of, like, feel good about older shows. If you watch it, they tackle serious issues and, you know, deal with it in, like, realistic ways.
Yeah, I feel like with Gilmore Girls and the topics that we discussed, I know some of them are surface level and then other ones they dealt with pretty well. I think it goes back to the theme of the show itself. So the ones that were, like, pertaining to the theme of the show, you know, of a single mom raising a child and with, like, family issues and all the class issues. So those important ones they tackled significantly well versus the ones that are like the smaller ones that we just discussed with like the whole you know, Jess situation with pressuring to have sex with Rory and other topics. Like that wasn't really the theme of the show anyway. So even if they kind of like elongated that, it would have just been like unnecessary. So I think they picked well and chose what to elongate versus what not to, depending on the time and importance of the actual topic.
Yeah, that's a great point. Because, like, even though the show ran for a long time, there's no way that they could go in depth with every single issue. So, yeah, I agree. They did pick and choose well. All right. So I think that about wraps it up then. Thank you all so much for listening. In our next episode, we'll be recapping season 2, episode 2 of Gilmore Girls. So stay tuned for that. You could support our podcast by going to the link in our description, and you can find us on Instagram at Gilmore Girls Pod. And if you enjoyed this episode, please subscribe, rate and review, and share this podcast with any friends who enjoy Gilmore Girls. So we'll see you all next time. Bye.
Bye.
Bye.